blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Staring at me.
Hey Sean, guess what?
Why is everyone staring at me?
This is the episode.
No.
The very last one.
Oh no.
This is episode 10 of Blah Blah Podcast. I am Jason Green. I'm next to my podcast partner in crime, Sean Smith, and we are on camera.
Oh, there we are.
Yes, we are. And for the first time ever in a room while I'm awake,
I'm
with the other host, Benny Pinella. Benny, thank you for coming along.
Oh, thank you for spending so much time in my apartment.
This is a monumental occasion.
And thank you for taking up the sports reins of Blah Blah Podcast. I appreciate that because I don't know anything about sports. And to my left, to the camera's right, I think, I have a returning guest, a good friend of mine, Mr. Christopher Holshue.
Thanks for letting me back on the show.
Chris, are you prepared to talk about a bunch of shit?
I am prepared to do all kinds of shitting.
I'm glad the restraining order's over now.
Yeah. I mean, thank goodness for expiring timelines, huh?
And Motown.
And Motown Philly. Yes.
And this flawed judicial system.
All right, gents, let's dive right into some Oscar nominations.
Oscar nominations.
Yes.
I feel like we talked about this not too long ago.
Yeah.
But we're going to go over it again.
Did we?
Yeah.
But thick, you know, juicy. What?
Why not? Let's just do it again.
Yeah, why the hell not, right?
Yeah. And besides, we didn't get Chris's opinions on the Oscars.
Or Benny's.
No, we kind of did.
We did?
We kind of did.
But I only listened to the half like your last episode.
Oh, that's
I forgot. I apologize.
Okay. Also, we have a lizard joining
us. Yeah, there's off camera, everybody. There's a lizard to my left, and it's trying to crawl up the fake background. Kind of like Looney Tunes.
Suicide.
Like when the Roadrunner paints like a something on the side of the rock and the coyote smashes into it.
If we were lucky, we'd actually run away into the desert.
Like, it's Rango.
If only.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get down.
All right, let's talk about a little Oscars here. So the nominations came out a couple weeks ago. We briefly mentioned them before. Let's just go over some of the major categories and get some of your thoughts on these guys. Let's start with the big one, Best Picture. We got 8 this year as opposed to 10. Which they could have done, but we went with 8.
How come Guardians isn't on there? Could have made 9.
Because it was a comic book. That's why.
Fuck the Academy.
Summer blockbuster.
All right, let's start with going alphabetically. Let's start with American Sniper.
Loved it.
American Sniper.
I didn't
Benny.
See you saw it. Benny?
I saw it. Loved it.
Yeah.
It's everything in that movie is perfect. It's the classic American movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a moment at the end where they roll the credits. There's no sound. And it's like, you know, it's kind of like you just watched a funeral, kind of, and you're just like, wow.
Does
you know,
the fake baby come back up again after the credits?
When you told me that the fake baby, I went into the movie thinking, there's got to be fucking with me. There's no fake baby. There's a fake fucking baby in that movie.
I saw the shot of it. Yeah.
That's the only thing for me that was kind of like, why the fuck would you put that in there? Other than that, I mean, it's if you don't stand up there and just, you know, bleed red, white, and blue for a little bit, you're not American.
Is Hulk Hogan in it? He's the most American icon we have.
You're right.
I feel like they wanted to put him into the movie at some point.
As like an ISIS member. I'll blow you up, brother.
Suburban we'll get commando. Back in the nation, brother.
Suburban commando.
He just runs in and like saves everyone.
Okay, everyone gets on his back. He backstrokes from the safety.
Oh, that was a classic.
That's an inside one.
Like drops the enemy.
Did you see American Sniper, Chris?
I did. What I liked about it was that it was very a human portrayal of like a soldier where... In a lot of war movies, you get like people that are infallible and always doing the right thing. And this guy definitely has his share of demons and his problems.
Yeah.
And that's what made this movie such a talking piece. You know, it's very controversial. A lot of people fighting for and against it. And I like that. I like how it's a human film.
Very insightful. He had to... Don't go into spoilers too much. I haven't seen it. But judging by the trailer, I saw he had to...
By aliens.
Oh, really? And probed? He had to kill like a kid or something like that? Or that was like a decision he had
I believe
to
that's
make.
The opening
yeah,
scene.
That was the opening scene. He has to make a tough decision on whether or not to kill a kid and the mother, too.
Yeah, well, for lunch. Yeah. I mean
you know, without getting too philosophical, I don't think like anyone should have to make that decision in their life, kill a kid or not.
Yeah, he had to do it a couple times. Like, it's
damn.
Very tough.
And you got to give props to Mr. Rocket Raccoon Cooper. Mm. He really, you know, looked like the actual guy. Chris
Name's
Kyle.
Fat.
Chris Kyle, I think his name is.
Anyway. Okay, next up, Birdman. Birdman, picked as my best movie of the year.
Yeah, I still got to see it.
Has a chance. It does have a chance to win Best Picture. It won the SAG Award for Best Picture.
Okay.
Not the Golden Globe. So the only thing left between that is the BAFTAs, which you can take or leave it as far as predicting the Oscars. But right now we're neck and neck between that and the movie we're going to be talking about next. But anyway, let's start with Birdman. Chris, I believe we were in the same group together when we saw Birdman.
Yeah, I love that movie. It would probably be my favorite for the Best Picture as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to win because it's not really what the Academy goes for.
Well, think about what the movie's about. It's about Hollywood and about an actor trying to reclaim whatever grace that he has left. It's kind of like what we had with Argo when it was about how Hollywood saved these people. And they love movies about Hollywood. So it has a chance.
Yeah.
It has some kind of a chance.
That's a good point.
We'll see.
I'm just interested in seeing how it actually looks because I know they have those long dolly shots.
Oh, you're going to see.
And doesn't Emma Stone make out with someone?
Yeah, I believe
they really do have a little bit of an all-star cast for that one. They have a lot of big names.
You know what's worth pointing out? Most of the main characters involved were in superhero movies. I think that was on purpose.
Emma Stone filmed it right in between filming Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. I mean, Zach Galifianakis was in it. He, you know, he was in The Hangover. I mean,
a superhero in his own right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Boyhood nominated for
Boyhood. Fucking Boyhood.
It's fucking amazing.
It took 12 years to make. I haven't seen it.
You know it took 12 years to make?
I know it took 12 years.
All right, who here has seen Boyhood?
Have not yet.
Wait, did you really?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. What did you think?
Oh, it's not that good.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, okay.
I heard it's just mind-numbingly boring.
I think it gets a lot of its hype because of the 12 years.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, people
it
have
done
that. It
took 12 years to make. I don't know if you knew that.
It's very gimmicky.
What was that project?
Like Seven Up Project.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Wow. You know exactly what I'm thinking.
I think Jobo said it best in our other podcast. He said the movie's kind of like, oh, remember when this was cool? Remember this, huh? That was so cool, right?
It's a nod to everything that happened within the last 12 years.
It's a good point. I mean, I'm interested in seeing it, mainly because of the bad dialogue. True dat.
True dat.
True dat. Chris, do you have any interest in Boy Man?
Yeah, Boy Meets Man. I'm very excited to see it.
Boy Meets Hood?
I believe that's on Tinder, is it? That's a little pre-show dialogue there.
He mixed this one mixed up Birdman and Boyhood.
Boyman?
Birdhood and Boyman.
Yes. All right, next up.
Lizard's just going at it.
Next up, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Now, this one was a little surprising.
Saw it and kind of liked it.
Oh,
I
just watched it last night.
I loved it.
It's my serious Benny's weird pick for Best Picture because there are some really good shots in there. Overall, it's a really great movie. It's hysterical. If you're into
it's very funny.
Monty Python,
yes,
yeah,
it's exactly like that.
I showed it to my little brother last night. I was a little afraid of how he would take it because there is some jokes in there where it's like you kind of have to either be paying attention or they're very, you know, astute in a way.
Oh yeah.
But he really liked it, which I was surprised.
Yeah, I don't use this word too often, except very special occasions, but I found the movie...
Oh.
I found the movie very whimsical. It was very,
Wes Anderson movie being whimsical?
Whimsical.
Well, maybe I'm using the word wrong. I'm thinking of,
recalcitrant.
Recalcitrant? What
is that? Is that a vitamin?
No.
It's sounds like something you take to get your dick hard.
Actually, I'll show you later.
Recalcitrant.
But yeah.
Well,
when the time's right, you'll know. Recalcitrant.
I hate those commercials.
Chris, have you seen Grand Budapest?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
Made by Chevlock.
All-star cast. You want to talk about an all-star cast?
Yeah.
Grand Budapest.
No, it was whimsical, meaning it was bright colors. It felt very joyous. I mean, the material was a little dark, but still the way that it was pulled off.
Especially at the end. I wasn't sure how my brother was going to take the end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, the material was dark, the subject matter. But I feel that I feel the way it was pulled off. It was pulled off in a joyous way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It tells a story. Yeah. It tells multiple stories, but in a very interesting way.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot, and I liked the cinematography. I know Jay Bauman on Red Letter Media said you can spot a Wes Anderson movie a mile away because of how it's filmed. But I really like his style.
Mm-hmm.
Recalcitrant.
You've heard it
here
first, folks.
Next up, The Imitation Game. This is about a guy who does impressions, right?
That's the one with
Frank Caliendo.
Yeah, this is the Frank
that's
Caliendo
the one with Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Cumberbunch.
Yes. Or what'd your dad call him?
Benedict Cumberbunch. Yeah,
Cumberbunch. Yeah,
Cabbage Patch.
This is a movie made to win Oscars. Also, with another movie that's coming up, a movie to make Oscars.
That's the only reason they're made, is to make Oscars.
Oscar bait.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And what was it? Angelina Jolie tried to do that with Unbroken.
Unfortunately, her movie was broken.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up we have our Black History Month pick of the week, Selma.
I'd never even heard of that.
You've never heard of Selma?
Never heard of Selma?
I heard of it, but I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, I might be flashing my ignorance, wasn't it made like after the deadline of the Oscars?
No.
Your ignorance just flashed so much there.
Yeah, could have cut my
clothes. I mean, a lot of movies, they come out like the week before the year ends, maybe sometimes on Christmas in a limited release. It's like two theaters you need.
Okay.
As long as it's playing in like one or two theaters before the end of the year, you're good. And they did that.
Okay.
So a ton of these movies, Selma, Imitation Game, American Sniper, they all did that before the year ended.
Oh, I see.
That's probably strategical too, because it's going to be fresh in everyone's mind right before the Oscars.
That's also another way of putting it. That's also a good point.
I think it's unfortunate because I think Selma caught a time where there's so many great films out this year, aside from Boyhood, that I think that it there's a little bit of a log jam.
Selma did not take 12 years to make.
Did not take 12 years to make.
Maybe 12 months. Mm. But,
yeah, 12 Years a Slave didn't take 12 years to make.
It took 12 decades.
The Theory of Everything, also nominated for Best Picture.
Did I ever heard of that one?
It's Stephen Hawking movie.
I have seen this movie.
Before he's wheelchair ridden.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, he's actually in the wheelchair half the movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah, my analysis, it's also a movie that was made to win Oscars.
Yeah, I mean, like, I completely agree.
I can watch it, and I'll be like, that's the scene they're going to show during the Oscars. That's the scene they're going to show for that person, and just on down the line.
No. I completely agree.
See, that's kind of like the movie I expect to win Oscars, just because it's that same formula of a person overcoming a horrible tragedy.
I think it might win at least one Oscar.
Yeah. It probably will.
And we'll get to that.
I hope Hawking's on stage, too, when they get it.
Thank you.
He's on stage at the end of the
movie.
He gives a speech.
Like the real
During the Oscars.
Oh. he's going to accept the award for Best Picture. He's going to
like descend down on.
I want to go to a quick commercial break.
He's got it easy.
Recalcitrant.
Pre-program his acceptance speech into the computer. He doesn't have to do anything. Just shows up and plays it.
Exactly. Now I really want him to be there.
You remember him in Dexter's Laboratory? The episode where Dexter like wins a contest to go to his lab, and it turns out Hawking was never wheelchair ridden. He was like, it was all an act, and then they had like a big musical number.
Really?
That was a great show.
I don't think that would fly in today's society.
Nope.
Oh man.
And
he does fly at the end too.
Oh, okay. And the last movie we have is Whiplash, movie about the Spider-Man villain. I'm sorry, Iron Man villain.
Oh yeah, you're right. Now I remember saying that. Now
we did talk about that.
I don't give a crap. Anyway, what is that movie even like really about? Because
it's
heard
about a drummer who's in. He's just started this music school.
Because I know J.K. Simmons has like
J.K. Simmons. J.K. is he's the instructor, their main instructor, and he's a real hard ass.
So
he's almost like the drill instructor from Full Metal Jacket.
So pretty much there's two movies that came out in the past few months about really hard-ass instructors, which Foxcatcher and now Whiplash.
I think this is where Foxcatcher should have been. This is the spot. If you're going to accept eight, this is Whiplash gets knocked.
Well, I'd hate to be the racist here, but I would take Selma off and put Foxcatcher on.
Yeah, I mean...
Honestly, I'd take American Sniper off. Sorry to tell you that. But
really?
Yeah, I would. Because, yeah, that's I would.
It's opinions, guys. Opinions.
Yeah.
But Whiplash is about drumming. This whole time I thought it was about like car crashes.
Well, he gets into a car crash.
Oh, there you go.
Spoiler alert. But so that's that. All right, let's move on down the list. Best performance by a lead actor. All right, we have Steve Carell for Foxcatcher.
I think he gets it.
I would not be surprised.
I don't think he will. Bradley Cooper for American Sniper. I'm sure you could.
He's my second pick.
Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game. He does really good impressions. I don't know if you
I want to see him do a walk-in.
Michael Keaton for Birdman.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
And Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything.
He's the guy who plays Hawken?
To me, this one's easy. It didn't used to be. I was waiting for the SAGs, but now it's easy.
Who were you waiting to SAG?
I was waiting for the SAG for the award. But
wild
anyway.
Card.
I'm going to say Cooper's probably going to win it.
Wow. But I think he has zero to no chance.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been duped by
the crap
Oscars
out of American Sniper.
A lot of politics going on there.
I wouldn't be surprised if Keaton won it, though. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I think he has a good shot. I'm still going for Carell. That's a major turnaround.
Yeah.
And he nailed it. he nailed it.
That is not, and Carell's doing a lot more serious movies. He just,
yeah,
he was looking to sign onto that one with, was it Leo DiCaprio? Hmm. He's,
don't know.
I don't know. He's doing a new movie soon. I was reading.
I know his movie about Korea had to get canceled because of the whole interview thing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Was it the interview too?
No. I don't even know if it was a comedy or not, but apparently it got canceled.
Oh, touchy wow. subject.
To me, if I was picking this award, I'd give it to Carell. However, I'm not, so I'm saying Eddie Redmayne's going to win.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do think so. He has a disability. He's struggling through his disability. That's Oscar bait right there.
Yeah.
Everyone who's ever done that
but
gets
you have
an Oscar.
Keaton Cooper and Carell.
Doesn't matter. One of them's a comedy. One of them, they see him as a comedian. And Cooper, we're not sure what the verdict is on that yet. At least in the Academy's eyes.
Are you star the power. Academy?
Yes. If anything, Bradley Cooper's best shot was last year.
What did he do last year?
American
Rock
Hustle.
Rock Raccoon?
No, no. American Hustle.
Oh,
I believe
not
he
like
was,
that movie.
He was supporting actor. He had a chance, and he didn't get it.
So. Yeah.
I don't see.
I hope Carell wins. That'd be amazing.
You have too much star power.
Yeah.
People are sitting there and go, oh, American Sniper is such an awesome film. It's so American. You know, this is where I think patriotism.
Why would it
comes
be American?
Out.
I mean, it's only called American Sniper.
What do we have next?
All right, because the Academy is sexist, we'll do Best Supporting Actor. We got Robert Duvall for The Judge.
I heard that movie bombed. Like
it,
I heard
it
was
did
terrible.
Bomb. It did bomb, but apparently he's really good.
Okay.
Well, if you're really good in a bomb, does that...
He makes a good explosion.
Well, I just asked North
it's
Korea.
Like, it's kind of like being the best player in a shitty team.
Ethan Hawke for Boyhood. Did you know that it took 12 years to make?
But you mean he got 12 years older in the process of that
He got
12 movie.
Years older. Yes. Edward Norton for Birdman.
Doesn't he play like a... like a what is it? Like a prima donna type actor?
He basically plays himself. Yeah.
He does. He's very hard to work with, I hear.
Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher.
Is that the movie before he becomes the Hulk?
Yes. In fact,
it's the movie that made him.
He plays the Foxcatcher. I don't know if you know that. And J.K. Simmons for Whiplash.
Just kidding.
He plays Whiplash.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So this is easy to me.
Norton or Ruffalo?
No.
I can see Simmons winning.
Simmons is going to win.
Do you know that for a fact?
I hate spoiler alert. I got the results already.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'll show you them later.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How did you manage that? Torrance?
Spoiler, they're predetermined. yeah. So, Chris, how many of these have you actually seen? Any of these performances?
Well, I gotta say, I'm actually surprised that Norton got the nomination. I would have given it to Zach Galifianakis. I was very impressed. I was more impressed with his performance than I was Norton's.
He had a lot of dialogue to recite pretty quickly.
And you know what? His dramatic performance was believable. Where I've seen him in a comedic role, and only a comedic role, I was actually blown away.
You mean he...
I would have given it to the fake baby in American Sniper.
Yeah.
No, that's what the Razzies are for.
Wait.
Did it win?
Galifianakis, no. He played a serious character in Birdman. I thought he was doing a shtick that he does on Between Two Ferns where he's like serious, but it's still funny. You know what I mean?
I mean, at times it was kind of funny.
Okay.
But at the same time, he took himself very seriously. It wasn't like he was dry and funny.
Yeah, dry.
His character took himself very seriously. I was quite impressed.
I can't wait to see it.
All right. Lead actress. We got Marion Cotillard for 2 Days, 1 Night. I'm sure we all saw that one.
No.
I'm sure we did.
Did it take 2 days and a night to make?
No, but it took 2 days and a night to watch. Let's go Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything, who, by the way, is about to be casted in the first Star Wars spinoff movie.
Really?
Yes, she is.
She's playing Boba Fett.
She is playing
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
We got Julianne Moore for Still Alice. I believe she has Alzheimer's in this movie, which means she'll probably win.
Yeah.
Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl.
Dude, hands down, that movie was crazy as shit. I think she should win.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Spoiler alert. And Reese Witherspoon for Wild. Which, yeah. This is also... this is probably more easier than... actually, they all seem pretty easy. I think Julianne Moore's got it. She's playing someone with a disease.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, the whole disease trope, it's a very wise guess to make. I mean, maybe you already saw the outcome, but...
yeah. I'm trying not to tip my hand here.
There's no world beaters there. More good team.
I would love for Rosamund Pike to win because she stole the show for Gone Girl.
Hmm.
My show for Gone Girl. Did you see Gone Girl? I don't remember if I asked you this.
I didn't, but I saw like clips of it that were kind of appalling.
Dude, that movie was insane.
Never be in a good way. That's what it teaches.
Yes.
You.
Don't worry. I don't have to worry
Wild,
about that.
Wild looked interesting, but Reese Witherspoon.
What's nope. Wild? Like, I never even heard of that.
She's in the wilderness. Yeah, she spreads mud on her face. Like, it's, yeah, I don't
so
know.
So it's like a person snatch.
Actually, I think she does a lot of drugs. And
yeah.
Like, she's, I don't know.
Last movie I saw her in was Incoherent Vice. Worst movie I've seen all year.
Let's do supporting actress. We got Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, which took 12 years to make. I don't know if you knew that.
So she got 12 years older also.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Which means she's going to win. Laura Dern for Wild. She plays Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Keira Knightley for The Imitation Game. I wonder what imitation she does.
She does Frank Caliendo doing someone else.
Hmm. That's probably not a bad idea. Emma Stone for Birdman.
Okay.
Nice little
she plays there. Keaton's son. And I'm son.
Yes.
She's such a good actress that she can pull off a dude.
Yeah, she has a deep voice.
Ooh.
She plays his daughter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. and Meryl Streep for Into
hey,
the Woods.
Hey, Dad.
Because we had a spot open, so there you go. I believe that's number 19 now from Meryl Streep. Something
Into
like
the
that.
Woods.
Oh,
Into the Woods.
I
yeah.
forgot
and
that
girl
movie
does.
Existed.
She gets nominated.
Yeah,
for
she plays like a surprise. I threw that in there,
like a nymph or something like that.
She's a nymphomaniac.
Yes.
What? Meryl Streep.
Got no pick for this one.
Yeah.
Lost.
No.
Yeah,
Patricia Arquette's gonna win because it took 12 years to make. Achievement in directing. We got Birdman. Alejandro Iñárritu.
Alejandro González Iñárritu.
Yeah, say that name five times quick.
No.
Go.
No.
Richard Linklater for Boyhood, which took 12 years to make.
Fuck Richard Stepladder.
Foxcatcher, Bennett Miller, directed that one.
Is he like a new director?
No, he did Moneyball. He did Capote.
Oh.
He's got a shot.
Capote.
He got a strong shot for this one.
Sounds like a soup.
We got the Capote with a side of onions.
The side of Capote.
We got The Grand Budapest for Wes Anderson.
Okay.
And Imitation Game, Morton something. I don't know what his last name is.
Morton Tylenol?
Tinder. Morton Tinder.
Morton Tinder.
That's what it is.
T-Y-L-D-O-M.
You know, he's just swiping those movies out.
I want to say the Academy kind of has tendencies to pick the same kinds of movies for everything.
Yes.
And I really want Birdman to win Best Picture, but I have a feeling it probably won't. But when you get into the technical awards, the Academy can't deny that Birdman really is cleaning house. It was a phenomenally shot and phenomenally made film.
Yeah, and it sucks that the technical awards, those really aren't broadcasted, though.
But did it take 12 years to make? It
took,
did not.
It took 30 days.
Which is why Boyhood's going to win Best Director.
Is that seriously the only marketing point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Benny, let me tell you a little secret.
It took 12 years.
It took 12 years.
It feels like it takes 12 years to watch,
from
what I heard.
You know, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this one's pretty much locked up.
Boyhood! Boyhood!
What else do we have in here?
Wait, what about the animated? Oh,
did we do animated? No, we didn't do
animated.
No,
there's a lot here.
Where
we
is
don't
it?
Have to do everything.
Oh, okay, animated movie. Big Hero 6.
Oh.
I heard that was great, to be honest.
Mm.
To be honest.
I don't know. Why didn't they nominate the first five? I don't understand. The Box Trolls.
Box Trolls, I heard, was really good. I didn't see it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that stop motion?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
Paranorman. I think it's the same people that did the same studio from Nightmare, was it?
Paranorman?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Could be.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, the Box Trolls creator's previous movie, Paranorman, that was great. If you guys saw that. It's on Netflix.
How to Train Your Dragon 2?
No.
I didn't know they put porns in here. Song of the Sea.
I don't get it.
And the
is that the sequel to Song of the South?
Almost. We went so far south, we're at the sea now. And The Tale of the Princess Kaguya?
What? Kaguya? Oh, is that a Miyazaki film?
Kaguya. I don't know.
No, he's...
No Lego movie, I see.
Japanese. It's not Miyazaki.
No, Miyazaki's done with films, which is a shame.
Yeah.
He's on the video games movies. Now, right?
I don't know. Is he?
I'm thinking Box Trolls or Hero 6.
Oh, no, this is easy for me. Spoiler alert.
Song of the Sea?
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
You think so?
I absolutely believe so.
I mean,
so.
The first one was great. I never saw the second one.
It was. I still haven't seen the second one. Are you licking yourself? What are you doing?
Hitch my chin.
Oh.
We're on camera now. You can't, like, clean yourself like a cat.
Like, you got to be careful here. Dragon's going to win.
Okay. I mean, I take your word for it.
Well, I know the...
Holy
oh, God.
Christ.
The lizard jumped.
He just did a backflip. That was amazing.
He likes How to Train Your Dragon because he's a lizard.
He's auditioning for the next Spider-Man movie. There.
Let's do... Oh, how about visual effects? Best visual effects.
Okay.
I'm sure we all saw these movies. Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Hell yeah, that was great.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was fantastic. Awesome.
Interstellar.
That was all right.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
It was great, yes. too.
How about this? How about what's the best movie of these five?
Guardians.
I'm surprised The Hobbit didn't make this. I did like Guardians the best, but Benedict Cumberbatch as the dragon, that was pretty That's impressive. I'm surprised that didn't make it.
I know. They put a ton of makeup on him.
He method acted for like 6 years or 12 years as a lizard. He just kind of like walked
did it
around.
Take 12
Is that him right there?
They put him in like a tiny enclosure and he just kind of like sat in there for a few years and he just shit bricks.
Isn't that what Heath Ledger did to method
the Joker?
Act as Joker?
Yeah, they put him in a tiny box and he shit bricks for 12 years.
I want to know how I got these scars.
I also agree Galaxy was the best of those. And to be honest with you,
yeah, Galaxy and Soldier are like
I feel like Captain America might win. I don't know why. Really? Either that or Planet of the Apes, just because some reason they think that those look good.
One helicarrier, that's all right. Three helicarriers, you win the Oscar. There you go.
I mean, Guardians had those really nice shots of the different planets, like going up to nowhere and going up to the kiln.
Galactus's space head floating around.
I
think it was visually more stunning than Captain America was.
Yeah, and the one scene that I loved at the end of Guardians is when they shoot Ronan's hammer in the Infinity Gem bursts, and they have like that 30-second slow-mo scene of like Chris Pratt reaching for it and Ronan also reaching for it, and it's like really slow-mo looking, and their faces are just like... As they're going for it. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Okay. Best adapted screenplay. Let's go. American Sniper. That's on there. Imitation Game. Inherent Vice. The Theory of Everything. And Whiplash. I didn't know Whiplash was a book. Apparently, it is.
I think it was a instructional video I watched in high school on how to drive a car.
To me, this one's a little tough. This is the one. I didn't look at this one on the spoiler sheet, so I'm not quite sure who's going to win.
Definitely not Vice.
If Inherent Vice wins, I'm boycotting movies.
Like Boyhood?
Boyhooding movies.
You're boyhooding movies. You're going to take 12 years to see
fucking
it.
Fucking sucked.
Again, the art of this is to predict what the Academy will like.
Exactly.
And I think they're going to do the Stephen Hawking film just because
that's
Oscar bait. I would say, in my personal opinion, that American Sniper should win just because it's this normal person's memoirs that have been turned into a film. That's very impressive talent.
Chris, I'm just going to call you sometimes just to talk because I love hearing your voice.
I'm same way. I think Sniper. But...
Oh, you like hearing your voice too?
I do like hearing my own voice.
No, talk Chris's to voice.
Oh, I like hearing Chris's voice too.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I totally think Theory of Everything is going to win. I agree with you 100%.
All right, here's the tough one. Original screenplay. Birdman... We got Boyhood.
Wait, Birdman, The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance?
Is this your first seeing this?
Yeah, what's that?
Some call it a subtitle. Some call it a
Is it like the overseas name?
I thought it was called Birdman and the Council of Ka.
The Court of Owls?
Yeah.
I thought it was called Birdman. Didn't take 12 years to make. Boyhood is in there, which...
Yeah.
Apparently, you don't need stories anymore for a screenplay.
You just film people grow up.
Foxcatcher is in there.
Okay.
Again, Foxcatcher, best screenplay, best director, no best picture.
Stupid.
I don't get things.
I think it's one of the biggest mistakes they've made.
No.
Grand Budapest.
Good movie.
And Nightcrawler, the only nomination for Nightcrawler.
I mean... That was a movie where Jake Gyllenhaal was night crawling around.
No, that was Maggie Gyllenhaal.
They look the same. I mean, she has a bigger beard than him.
He's got bigger tits.
No, but like he's like insane, right? And he goes around like
he's insane
filming like news footage and selling it to the news. Something
like
that. That seems pretty original.
Crash
I guess.
News footage stuff like that. By the way, the writer-director Dan Gilroy, does that name sound familiar to you at all?
Oh, he was No, I don't know.
Okay, he's the brother of Tony Gilroy, who is also a writer director. He wrote all the Bourne movies, all the Bourne, Bourne Supremacy, and all that. He also remember the movie Michael Clayton.
Yeah,
he his brother directed that as well. Also, Dan Gilroy is married to Renee Russo.
Who's that?
Well, she's in Nightcrawler. She's she plays the female lead. Which explains a lot.
I don't know why that reminds me. Once I was watching Conan, and Colin Farrell was on it. This is back when he was doing the Total Recall remake, and he was saying that the female lead in that movie was the director's wife. Yeah. And so the director was filming them kiss.
I know, Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her and W.S. Anderson, right?
Yeah, and he was just like sitting behind the camera just like, kiss her more.
Yeah.
Do it. Kiss my
wife.
Stick
your finger in it. So yeah,
fuck my wife.
Those are the Oscar nominations.
Well, Boyhood's going to win everything.
The important ones. Boyhood, yeah. 12 years.
Richard Linklater's just going to have one of those hobo sacks on a stick and just walk out of the
Academy.
Gonna,
no, he's going to walk out with a Walmart bag with just Oscars in them.
Just go home and plop it on the hip. All right, honey, yeah. Make me a goddamn sandwich.
He's going to teach his little daughter to act. Oh.
True that.
True that. All right.
Foxcatcher.
Well, gentlemen.
I think I can make a prediction for next year's Oscar.
Oh, let me hear it.
Boyhood 2.
I think that the tampon from 50 Shades of Grey is going to win Best Actress.
in the
no,
whips.
No, yeah. No. Supporting actresses, the balls, the brass balls.
Right.
You guys want to see that tonight? Is it out?
No,
it comes out on week. Valentine's Day because it's romantic.
Actually, isn't technically it's the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, well.
I'm scared
and it's
because
prematurely
I think
romantic.
That movie...
It's very romantic.
Is that movie disturbs me so.
We should
it
go...
got banned from Malaysia.
Well, they couldn't find it.
Oh! That's terrible.
Oh!
Spike it down.
Now we know what the pilots were doing.
Come
on! Come on!
We should go watch... We should go watch that movie and count how many shades of gray we see.
I don't do it. Oh, God. I don't know if that's even possible.
There are only 49. I want my money back.
49. Oh,
movie
now
lied
50.
To me.
It's like you just go in with a notepad. 1, 2, 3.
You have to take tallies.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well,
five,
we are seeing that, right?
3, 4. Five.
No. Not in the least. If you want to pay for me, go right ahead. It would
look,
be a
I will never admit on this
just,
show that
I'll
I've seen that movie.
I'll sneak you in my jacket.
Like a
I was interested in what the story
oh, I
was
bet you
that
are.
Look,
the book itself is retarded.
There is one way I'll get to see this film. If they had Gilbert Godfrey narrate the entire movie, I would have watched it and I would have loved it.
And then the girl takes off her bra. My clitoris.
He opens up the door to his sex dungeon.
I would have seen it if that had been included. But unfortunately, they took themselves seriously. So,
can we get a copy of the movie and just do a voiceover of the whole thing with the narration? Yes.
We'll mail it to him, try to get him to sign it.
She gets the promotion.
He proceeds to hump her body with his penis. I can't even finish that one.
Joan and I did this once. It did not end well for either of us.
I was the parrot in Aladdin. But this was the most cock I ever seen.
Jafar was into this. Oh man, my eyes are tearing. What the hell are we doing next?
I think we need to take a break.
Okay.
We're gonna take a quick break!
Don't go anywhere! You're gonna wanna see this!
Introducing Wendy's Hot Stuff Baked Potatoes.
So hot.
Delicious baked potatoes stuffed five ways. Get one with cheese. Or bacon and cheese. Broccoli and cheese. Wendy's chili and cheese.
Wendy's.
Or sour cream and chives.
That makes five.
Wendy's new hot stuff baked potatoes. Get them while they're hot. For Wendy's kind of people.
We're back after the break.
That break took 12 years to make.
It did.
And look at that.
It changed Chris into a different person.
Oh, God.
Chris grew up 12 years later. He's now one of my best friends.
To be shorter and more stocky than Chris.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of my best friends, Evan Moore. Evan, you are here to, well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
I mean, we're using your house.
So it's not like, yeah, I mean, it's not like,
it's not like I could say no.
Well, it's not like you dragged me from somewhere else. I just came back from Wendy's.
Oh.
Wendy's. Product placement, Wendy's.
Came into
I had the number one.
Oh, I bet you did.
Well, Evan, thank you for coming on.
I'm going to have a number two soon. Wendy's goes right through you.
Did you have a large number one?
Well, you were over in the corner of the room creeping on us as we were talking about...
No, I was mildly judging all of you.
Mildly.
He judges me
hard.
But
now we're going to another topic that I thought of, which was... You actually, you know what? Forget that for a second. Let's talk about Daredevil, because we're still on movies.
Why we have to talk about Daredevil?
No, the Netflix one.
Oh, the Netflix one.
Did you see the trailer?
No, I thought we were going to talk about the Ben Affleck Daredevil. Yeah. Like,
We can do...
You want to watch it? Like,
we can do both.
Jesus Christ.
It's an movie.
Exactly.
Well, as you all know, Netflix is reviving Daredevil. Like 15 years later?
We're Netflix.
I can't count. 12 years later.
12 years later.
It took 12 years. Ben Affleck had to grow up into Batman, yeah. So they had to.
It took 12 years.
Well, that's at the start of the movie. Daredevil, 12 years to make.
12 years later.
They just call like movies that. Now, they should take 12 years to make movies.
No matter how much the movie, how long the movie takes to make, just put like Avengers 2, 6 months to make.
probably longer than that.
But as you all know, Netflix is having their own Daredevil series, and we just watched the trailer not too long ago. You didn't see the trailer yet, Evan?
No, I have not seen the trailer.
All right, well, let's cut to the trailer.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been too long since my last confession. I've been preoccupied of late with questions of morality. Of right and wrong. Good and evil.
We don't say his name.
Perhaps this would be easier if you tell me what you've done.
How did it happen?
You suffered.
You think this is still about you?
I'm not seeking forgiveness for what I've done, Father. I'm asking forgiveness for what I'm about to do. I'm just trying to make my city a better place.
I mean, that does look pretty cool.
All right. It looks really cool, but here's my ultimate problem with any type of superhero movie that comes out now, and you can respectfully disagree with me.
Why?
They're too damn serious.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Dark Knight, outstanding movie. Mm-hmm. Every movie that has been a superhero movie since The Dark Knight has just been too damn serious.
They're
all trying to be Dark Knight. Sometimes you just got to have a little bit of fun. This is a blind
guy. That's
what
made Guardians great.
Yeah, and Guardians didn't take itself seriously. It was a lot of fun. I'm not saying this looks bad by any means, but it just honestly looks like The Dark Knight.
I think it depends on the subject matter. Like, if we just recently watched the 2003 Daredevil trailer, and abomination. That's the Batman and Robin of Daredevil.
I just watched the 2002 Spider-Man last night, and that holds up perfectly, and
yeah.
I love it because it's fun.
It all depends
it's
on
a lot of fun.
Depends on the where the hero's coming from, the context of the hero. Like someone like Daredevil, like I believe that should be more serious than someone like Superman, Man of Steel.
Man of Steel was too serious.
That was way too serious. Like Superman, like da 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 da.
The new Amazing Spider-Man were too serious.
Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man, like I guess you're right though. I guess this should be more serious because he is a darker character.
Literally, he's wearing black.
He should be wearing red.
One of my question. Why?
Why
bring it back?
I mean, like Marvel's just throwing
comics are popular now.
Yeah. There's other superheroes. Why the Daredevil?
Well, I feel that because America is doing the Civil War thing next, and I recently read the Civil War comic, and Daredevil's in that. So maybe I don't
so
think
is Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes,
Who's going to play? All right, new topic. Who's playing Ulysses S. Grant in the new movie? Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
That's yes. Bryan Cranston as Ulysses S. Grant in Captain America Civil War.
Ulysses? Say my name.
You're President Grant.
I'd go either Cranston or Nick Offerman.
Oh, I was just going to say Offerman should be Stonewall Jackson.
No, get John C. Reilly to be Stonewall Jackson again.
I ain't freeing these slaves.
Wait, the ghost of Stonewall Jackson.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Who's going to play Robert E. Lee?
Robert Pattinson.
No, Robert Patrick.
Oh,
Robert Patrick. Yeah. He just morphs onto the screen like the T-1000. Mm-hmm. Speaking of...
cool movie.
Speaking of trailers, did you guys see Ant-Man? The Ant-Man trailer?
No, it hasn't come out yet.
I saw that really lame teaser that came out.
Yeah,
is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, come on. The fact that Marvel has kept this movie so damn quiet really scares me.
Yeah, because
they hyped Guardians to no end, and now it's like here comes Ant-Man. And
I feel that as the movie as we get closer to when is it coming out July, and when as we get closer to that, then it'll be hyped a hell of a lot more. And I read in an interview that the movie is nowhere near as serious as the teaser makes it seem. It's going
to
be like a campy fun affair.
They were trying.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. That's why they brought Adam McKay in to do a little rewrite.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Marvel's going to have to stumble somewhere. We don't know where. Could be Ant-Man. Ant-Man, you know, has tiny feet. He could stumble on a
Avengers
big pebble.
Is awful?
That will never happen.
It could happen.
Tiny feet and also tiny
What if Joss Whedon's just like, I don't care anymore, and just throws everything out?
He's just like, screw you for canceling Firefly.
This is ultimate payback.
Canceling Firefly.
What about you guys see Jurassic World trailer?
I am so hyped for Jurassic World.
It's interesting. I think it's interesting.
I'm indifferent.
I think it looks like shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're just. I'm just curious. It's just the same shit as the first movie.
I mean, yeah.
My God. There's kids in a car and a giant dinosaur is attacking them from the roof. I've never seen that before.
There's only been one good Jurassic Park movie in
the first one.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were serious. The Lost World.
We gotta find the Lost World.
I'm Jeff Goldblum, and there's.
I have a black kid.
Yeah, his kid's black.
That's right. She does.
I'm not gonna explain this.
she does the gymnastics. And kicks the raptor in the face. Can we watch that movie soon?
Please? Right after 50 Shades of Grey. Then Gilbert Godfrey narrates The Lost World. Hey, she does the gymnastics. I mean, look what she's doing.
I don't really even count Jurassic Park 3 as a real movie. It was just kinda,
I liked it.
It was a Broadway play.
Jurassic Park 3 was so lame.
The Broadway play.
It's like a musical.
Oh, man.
The dinosaur's like, I'm gonna get you.
I'm just excited for another Jurassic Park movie. This one looks good.
I like Chris Pratt.
I love Chris Pratt. I think he's great.
Yes. I don't know if he's the best person for this role in the movie. He's got to be serious. Park Hunter guy.
Parks and Rec. Jurassic Park.
Isn't he
going to
be the new Indiana Jones? Isn't that a rumor?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
And that's actually not that bad.
No, okay. If they make another Indiana Jones movie.
Shia LaBeouf, please.
Shut up. That never happened. So if they make another Indiana Jones
movie.
The
Pratt's the guy.
It shouldn't be a Raiders of the Lost Ark remake and an origin story. It should just be another adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what they do with Bond.
Just another story. I know this is what they're going to try to do because they try to do this all the time. They're going to go back and be like, he's a young kid, and then he grows up, and then he becomes Indiana Jones for the first time.
I thought they did
like,
that already.
In Last Crusade.
Yeah.
But now they're going to reboot it, and it's going to be like, and then it's going to be, they're going to reference the Ark. No, just make a new movie.
I completely agree.
Just make a brand new movie, and I'm okay
with it. I think what's going to happen is Nero from Star Trek 2009 is going to go back in time, kill his dad, and then it's going to break off to a whole separate timeline.
A separate Indiana Jones? Are you merging Star Trek and Indiana Jones?
And then Indiana Jones into... And then Indiana Jones Into Darkness is going to be the sequel.
You brought up
Benedict Cumberbatch is
Indiana Jones and Attack of the Klingons.
You brought up James Bond. Do you think they're due for a new Bond? Because I do not like the new Bond at all.
Oh,
you don't like Spectre? The ones
no, I don't think they're due for one.
I mean the actor.
Oh. No. I heard rumors they want Idris Elba.
Well, I heard Tom Hardy.
That'd be cool. I would like.
I heard Tom.
The problem
Hardy.
Is Idris Elba does not want to be Bond just because he's black.
Wait, he doesn't want to?
No. He wants to be Bond because they feel like he's a good actor and can pull it off.
Not
because he's black.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with
Which I don't know
Bond.
If you know this, but he's black.
No. I mean, he's a
Is
good...
he black?
It took 12 years to get black.
12 years a slave?
12 years... He was in that movie.
Was he really?
He played.
I didn't see 12 years a slave.
No, he played the guy in the background.
Would his name still be James Bond, or would it be like Jamal Bond?
Jamal White.
Should play James all right, Bond. All
right. Jaleel White. That's pretty tame. I'm glad you could tame things up here.
Let's all give Benny a round of applause.
I think that having a black Bond would be pretty cool. You know, I kind of want to see a new James Bond actor because I don't.
I'd like to see someone.
I like Daniel Craig as Bond.
I do. I think he's the best Bond since Connery. That's my opinion, though.
Yes. Yes. I'm not a Roger
definitely
Moore
better.
Guy.
I mean, heck,
better than Brosnan. He's about as good as Timothy Dalton. He's better than Roger Moore, and he's better than George Lazenby.
Oh yeah, I'd like to see someone completely new, to be honest. Fresh face.
Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm James Bond.
Shaken, not stirred.
Do you want to have sex with me?
Oh, yeah, shave my face.
That was such a weird scene in that movie. Why did she do that?
I heard that...
Get it, she could have killed him at any moment.
Is that the point of the scene? I just didn't understand that.
Yeah. Off camera, the girl's naked. Get me a Heineken. Yeah, I'm that Bond.
Product placement Bond. That's why I don't like...
I heard straight razor sales.
I want a martini shaken, not stirred, and a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
My new favorite beer.
I heard that straight razor sales skyrocketed after that.
Yeah,
scene,
James Bond does it.
And
cool.
It's going to happen again with 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, like bondage whips are getting...
Straight razors.
Oh, I thought you meant like bondage material.
No, there's some kinky shit going on in there.
I don't want
to. Okay.
Let's see it. All You've right. convinced me.
You know what really disturbs me about 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, okay, let's go. Okay.
My mom read it.
Your mom?
And so did like all my cousins and all my aunts.
Mom, could you explain me the plot?
I know so many people's moms.
She gets violently sodomized.
I know so many people's moms who read it. It's like a mom book.
Yeah.
That's what's fucked up about it.
It's erotic.
When we go see it, it's just going to be us and a bunch of moms.
Yeah. Like overweight, middle-aged
Honey,
moms.
Honey, why don't you do that to me? Don't you ever do that to him!
If we really go see it next week, and when we asked for the ticket,
I'm
not going to keep a straight face.
You have to do it, but you have to go like, I want to see 50 Shades.
No, here's what we have to do. We all have to do Gilbert Gottfried impressions as we go to the thing. I would like one ticket to 50 Shades of Grey, please.
I want one ticket to the erotic movie.
It's just a matinee.
Don't worry, I have my Cialis.
One large popcorn, please.
Disregard the towel.
What was that damn R-word you said in the beginning?
Recalcitrant.
What is
I
that?
I brought my recalcitrant.
What is that a word?
When the time's right. You'll know.
What if they did a crossover with Daredevil and 50 Shades of Grey?
50 like Shades Daredevil? Of Daredevil?
50 Shades of nothing because you're blind.
You can't see 50 Shades of black. You can't see nothing.
50 Shades of, like, nothing.
That'd be a good point. Like, Daredevil could be in a tutu and he'll think it's a ninja outfit.
They can make it bloodier and call it 50 Shades of Red.
Oh.
Oh, okay. God.
No.
Then it becomes a snuff film.
No, that's only once a film.
Now it's taking place in like 1972.
Ron Jeremy's just a little kid.
Anyway, folks, let's move this train along. Yeah, Ant-Man looks cool. Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Ant-Man.
Oh, that was probably my fault.
Jurassic World. I don't know. I'm going to see it, but it's like the same shit. It's like, why would you open up a dinosaur park? You know bad shit's going to happen.
It's
which
like
happens.
For the fourth time. Yeah. It's like for the fourth time. It's like, oh, you know, it's a good idea. Dinosaurs in an amusement park.
Yeah.
No.
And the raptors actually have your control. You can ride with them with your motorcycle.
Yay. Anyway.
So is this a reboot or is it like
it's a reboot. I mean, I get the impression that it's going to take place like 20 years from the original. Like, yeah, it's going to have something to do with the original one. It has something to do with the original one, but like
bring it up in the movie.
I feel like Pratt's going to be like one of the original character's sons.
Was it you who was telling me that Samuel Jackson should be in this one and just act like nothing ever happened?
Yeah,
in the
but
first
he has a missing arm.
He has a missing arm. Yeah.
Hold on to your butts. Oh, I can't.
Wait,
did
he live in that movie?
No, he died. Like, they never show his dead body.
You never know.
I know his arm got
ripped off. Yeah.
Well, we don't know. Were there other black people on the island?
If there were, maybe he's okay.
He might be okay.
All right, enough about black people. I don't want to get sued.
By who?
Tyler Perry.
Al Sharpton. There's not one black guy on this podcast.
I will say this, though. I know we referenced a black James Bond before. I mean, I don't care about, like, he could be a black Chris Pratt. It's like, whatever.
Black Pratt.
As long as they're good. As long as, like, I don't care.
I'm looking forward to the Spider-Man movie where he's a black Spider-Man.
Is that actually, like, really a thing? Or
Miles
is
Morales? I hope.
I'm okay with that.
I hope it's Childish Gambino.
Yeah, that's
fine. I hope it's Charlie Murphy. I'm Spider-Man.
About time they brought him back.
I hope it's Gilbert Godfrey in blackface.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, it might not be Spider-Man, but you know, man, Rick James just came in. He was a little limpy.
That's Gilbert Godfrey in blackface?
Yes. Godfrey, he's a good actor.
Guess who's the new Spider-Man?
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
What else is coming out superhero-wise soon aside from Ant-Man?
The
Avengers? Yeah.
Ultron? Yeah. Ultron.
No, that looks cool.
He's 55.
55 years old.
He just had a birthday.
What about the rumors of them splitting Batman and Superman up into two movies?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything since.
I heard Henry Cavill debunked it, like it's going to be one movie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it being two movies. They'd flesh out more stuff, more action. And the first part was supposed to be called Enter the Night. I mean, that's so cheesy and amazing.
That sounds like an amusement park ride at, like, Six Flags.
Yes.
Batman and Superman, Enter the Night. It's like,
sounds like a Phil Collins song.
It does sound like a Phil Collins song.
I'm gonna enter Batman's
night. Enter the Night, would it be spelled with a K?
Yep,
like, that's all.
Yep.
I thought it was like go into the night.
No,
not like
enter Batman's night.
We're entering the Dark Knight.
What are you doing?
The second part would be Dawn of Justice. You know, but there's rumors that Cyborg's gonna be in it.
He is.
Wonder Woman.
It's gonna
suck. Just
Wonder Woman. Green Lantern might be in it.
Let's just be real here. Batman versus Superman's gonna suck.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Oh, it's gonna suck.
But
I have no care in the world.
Hey, if you take me to see 50 Shades of Grey, I'm taking you to see Batman versus Superman, Enter the Night, or Dawn of Justice.
So we are seeing 50 Shades of Grey. Like that's that's gonna fun. Okay. I just want to make sure that we're actually gonna do that.
Chris, you want to see 50 Shades of Grey with us next Saturday?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
The tampon.
I'm getting a phone call. I don't know who this is.
Answer it live on air.
There we go.
Hello? Hello?
I'm Michael Keaton.
Who?
I got your number from John Bessett.
Oh, John?
Yeah,
hey, we're actually in the middle of recording right now. You're
He's calling you to have sex.
Hey, say something for the microphone.
Hey, y'all.
I mean, you can.
How you doing?
Yeah, if you want to come over, I mean, I really, we could just shove you in. I really don't care.
Yeah, I can be over in a couple minutes.
Yeah, no problem. Just knock on the door.
All right.
I gave you the address on Facebook.
Well, this is
see you soon,
professional.
Bye.
Who is this?
You remember John Mess? You definitely met him.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know who
the
that.
Star of
I thought you were getting like
Mad
a
Men.
Job interview, like on the phone. And you're like, it's like, hi, I got your application. Oh, sure, let's interview.
And then he's just like, 50 Shades of Gray. No,
but
the new Ted movie.
What?
Oh, I hated the first Ted. I hated it. Every second of that movie, I dreaded.
Really? I heard
this
Mila
one
Kunis
has
in
Tom
it.
Brady's penis.
Who cares? 50 Shades of Grey. We're going to see plenty of that.
Side.
But the other day I asked John if he wanted to be on the show. He didn't get the message till now, so he's going we're going to shoehorn him in at the last second.
That's fine. He could be on. He could take the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher position over here.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, what do we guys think of the Super Bowl?
Loved the game. Hated the commercials.
Oh yeah, I was going to say
the commercials were fucking
creepy. Except the Bryan Cranston one.
I will never be able to fly a plane. I will never be able to have fun ever again because I'm a dead kid. Because
I'm
dead. Oh?
What about the ones for
Can we get back to the game?
What
about pass
the
nachos? Space,
the fucking dude next to the family just sitting there.
Hey, Jeff Bridges.
Whoa. Oh, that was cool. That was cool, though. I like Jeff Bridges.
At least he didn't kill them.
I'm Jeff Bridges, and I'm dead.
Shit.
What was the Mindy Kaling one? She walks up to Matt Damon.
Yeah, tries to make out with him.
I don't like Mindy Kaling.
I don't like
okay.
It.
I respect what she does but like
I don't.
She just flaunts like around like she's so hot. I don't find her attractive in the least.
I think that she thinks she's more famous than she really is.
Yeah, that's true.
Like she's like I'm Mindy Kaling, and you're like
you're the
you're that Indian chick from The Office, right?
Oh, she's Indian?
Is that what she is?
I thought she was black.
No, she's Indian.
Oh.
I mean, she played Benny? Kelly Kapoor.
You didn't know she was Indian?
Pick me up on here.
I mean, her skin is really dark.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, before we get into that conversation.
I think Mindy Kaling is two futures, to just keep spiraling to stupid shows or 50 Shades of Grey 2.
50 Shades of Grey 2, 51 Shades of Grey.
You know,
it's like 101 Dalmatians.
102.
102 Dalmatians.
Watch as he rams Mindy Kaling.
You go, Matt Damon.
Oh, man, it looks disgusting.
Super Bowl commercials, though.
Brian Cranston.
The Brady Bunch one was great.
Oh, yes, that was anything with Danny Trejo. Fun.
Yes.
Anything with him is great. Did you know he's 5'5"? I'm taller than him.
Yeah, he's
that was a short funny. Guy. Wow. Doritos commercial.
Shut up!
The Doritos commercial disappointed me.
Yeah. Which one?
The one with the airplane. He's in the seat.
Was it sponsored by Malaysia?
He's acting like things that no one ever... Oh, God.
I couldn't find the commercial online. Wait, what happened?
He's acting like he doesn't want people sitting next to him because it's, you know, and he's
oh, then the hot girl shows up with the baby.
A baby.
He's flossing his teeth or something. He sees the hot girl. He breaks out Doritos. He breaks out the baby.
Do you remember the goat commercial with the Doritos? Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, that was the one where the goat's eating the Doritos in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one.
I like goats.
Even the one last year with the kid in the time machine was okay.
That one was funny.
Yeah, I like that one.
I do like the Star Wars
Fiat commercial with the Viagra and the old guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised
I got by with that one.
You know what was the theme of the commercials? People with prosthetic legs. Oh. It was like two prosthetic leg commercials. One was Toyota and one was Microsoft.
Yeah.
I
almost said Microsoft because that's a Steve Brule joke.
Microsoft.
And I almost let my Steve Brule slip
I guess
through.
You could say the commercials this year were a bit deflated.
Stop it. Don't you ever do that again.
Nah, I'm going to kill you and your whole family.
I'm going to make you star in 50 Shades of Grey 3.
53 Shades of Grey.
53? Can I just do that? Yes, like, just, yes. Like, 51
Add an extra digit on there.
Yeah.
And, like, in the start of the movie, it's, like, 50, and then it just rotates down to 1.
Dong! Super Bowl commercials were depressing.
John just texted me. Depressing. He's just going to opt out, so we could just keep going.
Okay.
I think we have a segment that we need to bring back from the dead.
Dawn of the Dead?
Missile Anus?
Yeah, who said that before when I was like getting in the shower and I wanted to kill them?
Miscellaneous.
Yes. All right, guys. Here's some. Speaking of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, what are you gonna show me?
Now up for pre-order.
Oh no!
What?
No,
oh my god!
That's not real.
The 50 Shades of Grey Christian Grey bear.
Is that?
It's a stuffed bear. You can. Give
Where did you find
what?
This?
What?
The bear for
who
when you
want to
hug
this?
It at night. And it's gonna hug you back.
It
I'll do more than just hug you.
It's let's see, it's $80, $90.
I wouldn't spend all 80 cents on that.
My grandmother collects teddy bears. I wonder if she gets
oh my god
for Valentine's Day.
Grandma,
you have to.
I don't know if she read the book.
It's 15
inches
tall.
With a vibrator.
15.
it's a vibrator.
It comes with miniature handcuffs
and a mask.
And a mask.
But you know what? He's so cute. He's in a suit. He's a cute bear.
But like, okay, if you took away the handcuffs and the mask,
it looks
it'd
like
just be like a cute bear in a suit.
Yeah.
But you add sex toys to this teddy bear,
and
something's wrong.
And then you look at its eyes, and you just go, "That thing's thinking about your asshole."
So, can you just put this like in post on the screen?
Okay, yes.
What website? Who made this bear?
This is
50shadesofgray.com.
VermontTeddyBear.com.
Look at its eyes right there.
It's got that is pedo bear right there.
It is looking for your butt.
They have a
big,
ton of
Oh my god.
Oh, and just in case you're into
you can get a 6-foot bear.
We should get that for Tom Crossan because he likes when girls sits on him. We could just use that instead.
Bear, yeah.
Why would you ever?
Oh my god.
Apparently they have other themed bears.
Can you imagine someone orders the 50 Shades of Grey bear and that fucking
Do you
thing?
Have the American Sniper bear, which is really fake looking?
Dude, is this like, are these bears erotic? Because there's a bunch of like
okay.
hot girls hugging bacon.
There's a bear wrapped in bacon.
What? All right, new game. What other inappropriate movie characters can we make into teddy bears? Hannibal Lecter bear.
Oh!
it's like in a straitjacket with the mask.
Bane bear.
The Super Bowl 2015 commercial bear.
It has no legs
prosthetics.
And it's dead.
or was
oh, look, it's a Tiger Woods bear. He's coming for your girlfriend.
Super Bowl 49 bear with the kid.
Oh.
So all it says is the t-shirt that I died.
I was with a bar.
Isn't it cute? It
does.
There
it is. I was at a
Orange
bar.
Orange is the New Bear.
Oh, come on.
Look at that. He's got a heart strap to his chain.
How sick do you have to be?
He's a prisoner
to,
of
like,
love.
Collect Fuck teddy bears, that enjoy this, and think, oh, they'd be great together. Like, I love teddy bears, and I love
his name
Jason,
is Michael.
Michael
the Bear.
I mean, it's not Piper, whatever the hell.
I don't watch Orange.
I watched the first episode, and I was like,
Bearhood.
Bearhood?
Bearhood. It took them 12 years to make.
12 years to make the shittiest bear ever.
Snow Queen Bear.
That's,
I mean, that makes sense.
That's cute.
That's like from a kid's thing, not porn.
He knocked it off for Frozen.
Genie Bear.
What about American Snipe Bear?
What about like the American Psycho Bear? It comes with a bloody axe. Like, I don't like what. Like, what were they thinking here?
What about the Christian Barrel?
The Christian Barrel.
Okay.
Like Bale. Christian Bale.
Well, folks, thanks for joining us.
Oh, I found the American Sniper Bear.
Holy Christ!
Oh my God!
There's no. Oh, I mean. Yeah.
He's in camo. He's
yeah,
a camouflage
yeah.
Bear,
yeah.
That
what
makes
happened
sense. There? It's like, I think it's where he got amputated.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he should have been in a Super Bowl commercial.
Amputee bear. Like, you get it for kids who just went through, like, amputations.
Look, it's a handy bear.
It's Chris.
Oh, Chris.
It's the Home Improvement Bear.
Yeah.
That's the noise it makes when you squeeze
Tim
it.
Allen cocaine bear. It's got a little bag of coke, and when you press its hand, it goes,
He's holding up the mugshot thing.
The Miley Cyrus twerk bear.
Oh, no.
It's the artist
Michael.
Bear. It's Michael.
Gonna,
I guess you
Michael Bear Jillo.
I'm going to beat Jason this one, the Justin B. Bear.
Just, oh, God. Oh,
you're on a roll man. Today.
It's probably on there somewhere.
The Justin B.
You're
Bear.
Not hibernating.
Oh, shit.
They got random sports on here. Oh, look. This guy's buff.
Holy Christ.
Surfer. Oh, look at that. The Surf's Up Bear.
Surf Up Bear.
How original.
All right, so, yeah, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no, I know what's coming up next.
I can't believe you just showed me a teddy bear based on 50 Shades of
Grey. And even on the friggin' thing, it says we're obsessed with gray.
Yes.
And it's disturbing. And the bear's gray.
That's disturbing.
Oh, listen to this.
Just because.
Listen to this description. If you want to dominate Valentine's Day.
I'm done. No, stop.
Skip the roses and send the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey bear.
Do you incorporate the bear into the bedroom?
Inspired by the best-selling book.
I'm telling you, there's a vibrator inside this fucking thing.
The adult gift is specifically designed for fans obsessed with Grey, biting their lips with anticipation over the movie. He features smoldering gray eyes, a suit and satin tie, mask, and even mini handcuffs.
Do they want girls to fuck the teddy bear? Is that what they're getting at here?
I'm guaranteeing two things. Either the bear has a penis, or the bear has a dildo inside of it.
A vibrating little bear penis.
They just put it by their vagina.
Oh, wait, we keep reading. This is
Made in Vermont, using the silkiest fur we can get our paws on.
Who wrote this?
You
like,
probably
Jason?
Did.
Yeah,
this
cat's out of the bag.
This sounds like something that Jason came up with.
The bear's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag. The bear's out of the bag.
The lizard's out of the bag.
You know what? This also has me thinking. Remember those bears you said, like, the magnets in the noses? You could touch them together and stuff?
Yeah.
There has to be something
in
this fucking thing.
But it's, like, in the private area.
Well, unless you put magnets in your you-know-what.
Oh, God.
Bears. All right, let's go on to the next story.
All right.
I feel like
this
is the grossest. This one you're pulling up, I've read this. This is the grossest.
I was just talking about this guy.
And it's not even close.
I was just showing Jobo about this guy before.
We have a guy who has surgically removed his nose and... He's getting, I guess, tattoos all over his face.
Yeah.
And implants.
And implants to look like Red Skull.
And he's
from
doing
the
a
Captain
terrible
America.
Job.
But it's not even just Red Skull. It's specifically that Red Skull. Like,
well, how many Red Skulls are there?
I want to know.
No, I mean, different designs and everything. But
this
is the Hugo Weaving.
I'm going to know three
Red
things
Skull.
About this.
I see.
Right? Number one, what drives someone to want to look like Red Skull?
Drugs.
Number two, if that guy was on drugs. And number three, what girl would ever be attracted to
him? He's
a
father. He's happily married and has kids.
He's 37 years old.
Yeah.
Can you imagine putting your kids to bed looking like that?
Good night.
His name is Henry Damon.
Oh, Henry Damon.
Of Venezuela.
Brother of
But
Matt.
The real question is, the real man. Question is, will he be cast in a Marvel movie
no,
as Red
no.
Skull?
Well, Hugo Weaving doesn't want to do it, so.
But remember that guy who like tattooed his face like a skull and Lady Gaga put her, mm-hmm. hit put him in a music video?
Yeah.
That's going to be this guy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, dude.
This is
who agreed to like cut his nose off?
Post-surgery?
I guess like, what
how
happens?
What do you do with like.
What is he doing when his nose runs?
Why Red Skull?
What the hell's going on with his fucking head?
Well, he's got implants in the.
But that doesn't look like.
Do it. That's not going to do it.
What's with his eyes? Are those contacts?
Those, I probably.
He probably got them taken out.
He's just blind.
So I wouldn't want to.
Oh, he's going for Daredevil.
Hey, he's going. Yeah. Oh.
I can't believe they cut off. But it doesn't even look like a clean cut. They just cut off his nose.
He probably did it himself.
No. He actually went in for surgery.
The surgery thing.
I wonder
how much
that's
that
fucking disgusting.
Why? What? That can't.
That's not covered
it
by
says,
health insurance.
I would hope not.
Obamacare covered my nose removal to look like Red Skull.
Right underneath, it's like, oh, surgical procedures. Oh, you can cancer,
it
stuff
says
like that.
That he's,
post-op issues, Red Skull.
It says he's an excellent son, husband, and father.
Nope, not anymore.
Look, if my dad came to me and was like, son, I'm going to cut off my nose.
He just has an extreme taste for body
mod. If your son came
mod.
Up to you, right? 10 years in the future, your son comes up to you and goes, "Hey, Dad, I kind of want to, you know, get my face changed to look like this." Would you kill your son?
No, I'd tell him he's adopted.
I don't know. Honestly, Benny, I don't know how I would react to that.
Would you rather your son say, "I'm gay," or "I want to look like Red Skull"?
Gay.
Like
it's not even a question. I'd support a transgender kid. I don't care about that. But if it's like, because there's a reason behind that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even like minor plastic surgery, like people get, it's like, all right, but hi, I want to look like a comic book villain. So I'm going to cut off that you don't even know. It's not like a well-known comic book villain. I mean, in the comic book world it is, but outside
he
of that.
He has been in one movie.
And it's like, I'm going to cut off my nose and tattoo my face red.
How much can he even take of that tattoo? Like, that's a lot to tattoo.
But, like, I just don't understand. Why?
Why does Red Skull have a beard?
I want to know what Chris Evans thinks of all this.
But why does he want to do this?
I kind of hope that this guy...
burns in hell?
Well...
He does know that they use special effects to remove the nose, right? They didn't actually dress Hugo Weaving like that.
He should have done the 1990 Captain America version of Red Skull, where it just looks like he's got like the. You ever see that? Where he's got like these big scars?
Uh-huh.
He should have done that one.
That would have been a lot less painful.
And
he would have still had a nose.
Cheaper, too.
Yeah, he could have kept his nose because they didn't cut off Hugo
That's
Weaving's nose.
That's what I
nose.
Call a nose job.
Oh, all right. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
15 shocking things kids never realized about SpongeBob.
Oh, I'm in. All right.
I'm ready.
I have Shades of Grey bear.
That's not where I found it, by the way.
It's the computer knows
that's
what you want.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? No, because you looked it up. Now your computer.
Well, I mean, I knew it was shaped like a lobster.
Shades of Grey, you're screwed.
Your parents are gonna borrow your laptop one day and
be like
Sean. What is this?
Well, his history is going to be Red Skull, 50 Shades of Grey, Red Skull, 50 Shades of Grey, Red Skull, 50 Shades of Grey.
And porn.
SpongeBob.
You should have opened an incognito tab. All
right. Okay. Here's the first one we got here. The Krusty Krab shaped like a lobster trap.
That's kind of.
I knew
most
that
people
one.
Didn't
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
But did you?
The viewer?
I have the first three seasons of SpongeBob over there, and I've watched all of them multiple times.
As you should.
It's great. It's a genius show.
It is. Now
all right,
it sucks.
How about this? There's a rumored episode where Squidward commits suicide.
This is a creepypasta.
Yes. Yeah, I read all about this.
It's
called
creepy.
Squidward Suicide.
It's a
where
creepypasta.
He blows his brains out, and it's extremely graphic. It's on YouTube. Not the episodes, not on YouTube, but descriptions about it are on YouTube.
It's a creepypasta. It's the same thing that you'd find on Creepy. I mean, it's a cool, creepy, urban legend kind of story, but it's not
it's
real.
It's very
well,
scary.
Well, I do know this, that SpongeBob originally, and this is probably going to be on this, was originally not meant for Nickelodeon. It was meant for either Adult Swim or something.
Oh, they're trying to be more adult? Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously Adult Swim.
It says there's a lot of reports that... give it a little weight to the story.
Mm. About the Squidward suicide?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Look, okay, have you
like
you guys know what creepypasta is?
Yeah, they're like, it's internet urban legends.
Yeah, I think that's
the most popular creepypasta was the Zelda game with the...
Yeah, the little boy, the Ben thing.
Ben drowned,
My favorite creepypasta is still like the Slender Man stuff or the Jeff the Killer... Abandoned by Disney. Ever read that one?
Yes,
that one
was great. That one gave me goosebumps.
That one was great. That to me, the Suicide Mouse, like it's like the same concept.
The Pokemon stuff in Japan.
Yeah, with the kids going crazy. I mean, this is a cool story. Don't get me wrong. If you read the whole creepypasta, you actually
what's the one Abandoned by Disney?
Oh, it was like they built.
This is really scary.
Yeah, this tent, like this extra island. Right, and they were supposed to open up this big jungle themed amusement park, and they just abandoned it supposedly. And this guy goes in and he's all abandoned. He goes down to the bottom, and there's like all the costumes of the characters sitting there, and they're all like
alive?
They're all have like bones inside of them, and the one Mickey Mouse who's like in negative color stands up. He's like, "Want to see me take my head off?" And he takes off, and blood spills out. It was a really
it's like Five Nights at Freddy's come to life,
Jesus
pretty much.
Christ.
We that should be an entire podcast on something. Yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's. What else you got?
Originally, SpongeBob was going to be called SpongeBoy, but they changed it to because it you know SpongeBoy SquarePants doesn't
lives
really
in a pineapple.
Well, I heard it's because it was
SpongeBoy SquarePants.
Yeah, really I heard it was because right. of the Mr. Clean people already had like a SpongeBoy product.
Oh, really?
No, like it was copyrighted name.
Hmm.
I don't like SpongeBoy. It works better with SpongeBob.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that's why they changed it.
Yeah.
SpongeBob was born in the 80s.
I heard he has my birthday,
yeah.
July 14th.
Where? Let's see. It says on here.
Right there, 7/14.
Yeah, July 14th. Yeah.
Holy yeah.
1986.
Wow. He's a little older than me. I was 89.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now you do.
He has yellow hair, apparently.
Oh, yeah, 86. Wow.
SpongeBob doesn't have hair.
Or
does
he? I believe it says for his height is, that looks like a 0 and then 04. So are we to believe he's 4 inches tall?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taller than him. That's all
that
matters.
Sense.
Larry the Lobster's pretty tall.
He weighs 1 ounce.
Yeah, scale. Well, if he's actually like a sea sponge, mm-hmm. although he's based off like a kitchen sponge, that's only 4 inches.
I think someone needs to make a photocopy of the driver's license and use it as their own driver's license.
It has
this
my
doesn't
birthday.
Look like you. Oh, sorry, I'm going through a procedure where I'm turning into Red Skull.
124 Kong Street.
You think that guy's driver's license? He gets stopped by the cops.
Oh, man.
Excuse me.
I'd like to see him walk into a church.
They think he's the devil.
Exactly.
Reports say that the show ruins kids' concentration.
Nah.
There was a 2011 study that found that watching 9 minutes of the show could cause short-term memory or short-term attention and learning problems.
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't listening.
In kids 4 years or younger.
I don't buy that.
Is that just like any cartoon, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
whatever.
I'm
a fully functioning adult male, and I still watch SpongeBob.
Yeah,
Billy Bates is like, I'm sorry.
Do you think that most cartoons nowadays, they basically pry on that, how attention spans are so little?
Oh, yeah.
That they just try to cram as much shit in there as they possibly
can. If anything,
can.
SpongeBob is one of the more intelligent ones. Mm. And I think
I wouldn't say maybe not nowadays.
Well,
it was
like compared to stuff nowadays, SpongeBob now is crap. But the first three seasons, which I have on DVD right over there.
Right there.
All three seasons, they're smart and they take their time with jokes and the jokes are smart. So I don't think that's true. And if they are, they might be referring to the new SpongeBob.
Yeah, the new season's awful.
Because that's just fart jokes for like a half hour.
And crying stuff. In every episode.
Yeah.
Speaking of new SpongeBob, last time I checked, the SpongeBob movie was sitting at a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes.
We should see that after
it's
50 Shades
It's supposed
of Grey.
To be, because they brought Steven Hillenburg, the creator, back to write this movie. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to be like the resurgence of the old SpongeBob. Although the trailer looks like trash.
Did you know
I don't know if I trust bringing back the creators anymore, because Simpsons did that with Groening.
Yeah.
And it's still not getting any better.
Well, did you guys know that there's a SpongeBob poster where it's 50 Shades of Grey but SpongeBob on it?
No, there's
you know
that's
enough.
Not true.
It enough.
Is. I, we can't.
I saw it on Reddit the other day.
Any more SpongeBob
What's,
50 Shades of Grey shit?
Before Jason
Here it
brings
is.
Back.
Mr. SquarePants, we'll see you now.
Oh, that's no.
That's terrible.
They bring up the My Leg thing, which everyone already knows. There's a guy in most, not at most episodes, but
I heard that's the, isn't that the voice of the creator? And look here,
no
here's
idea.
The
no,
first here's the first screenshot from 50 Shades SpongeBob.
Oh God.
Sailor Mouth. The word is it's the F word, right?
I think
we watched that one last night, and if you just put the F word in there, it makes sense.
Yeah, it sounds like, and sometimes you're saying like fucking.
Yeah,
like
have a nice day.
Yeah,
like how the are you? Yeah. Don't forget to the fries. Like, that's in there. That's in a kid's show. I'm not even kidding.
All right, how about this? In the episode, Gary takes a bath. SpongeBob tries anything he can do to get Gary in, including. Wearing a bomb.
Yeah. And there's also a don't
episode.
Drop the soap joke in that episode,
really?
Too. Yeah, he had
Was this made pre or post 9/11?
Post.
Oh, man.
He was a suicide bomber.
Well, you guys know about
man.
That, the one SpongeBob episode where...
With the pies?
No, with the bucket of his...
Oh, yeah,
they
had to take... When Squidward finally eats the Krabby Patty.
And he opens the door and the bucket falls down. He's like, oh, this is our security system, a bucket of water and it's gasoline.
Yeah. And then
after 9/11, they pulled that episode... edited it, and I on the, even on the DVD, now it's the edited version. He just goes, there it is, boop, and he walks in.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, but the pie episode with the bombs, that was probably taken after.
Oh, that was so funny.
These aren't pies, they're bombs.
Gary and Patrick are related.
Really?
Apparently, no. It says, according to a family tree within the show, Patrick and Gary are first cousins. Let's see what they
he liked the cookie in his pocket.
Oh, okay. Well, they don't have backup here, but here about
each character this one. I need Deadly proof sins. On that last one. I don't. I mean, not now, but I need a
little more proof in that shit.
All right, how about this? Each character represents the seven deadly sins. We have SpongeBob with lust. Patrick is sloth. Squidward is wrath. Gary is gluttony.
Mr. Krabs is greed, Krabs, obviously.
Is greed, yeah. Sandy is pride, and Plankton is envy.
Wait, what did Gary represent again?
That's kind of like the gluttony. Status quo. If you want to have a decent show, you have to model it after the seven deadly sins.
I feel like that's like a Pink Floyd Wizard of Oz coincidence.
Yeah,
like, I don't think that was intentional, but that is cool.
Gluttony means like you eat all the time, right? Something like that. Like, yeah, I don't. What in the hell is Gary?
You take a lot.
The show?
Like,
he just does meows.
Gluttony's a combination of being lazy and just eating a lot.
Yeah,
that's Patrick.
Being like a free rider.
Alec Baldwin. Oh, yeah, he was in the first movie.
Yeah, he was in the movie. This is more stuff 2011. I don't even...
Oh, the best day ever.
Best day ever.
He's burning.
He's burning it. let's see.
Fell in episode 20 on the fourth season.
They've drawn fans have drawn comparison to 420 and how it relates to marijuana. I don't know.
Again, Pink Floyd, Wizard of Oz.
What are we looking at?
Wait, is this still part of it? Oh, no. No, never mind. We're at Matrix Reloaded.
Terrible movie. The end.
All right.
SpongeBob to Matrix.
There we go.
Interesting. That was interesting.
That should wrap us up there.
Yeah, it does. 420. Well, that was a great 10th episode. This turned out a lot better than I thought it did.
Could have been worse.
And
yeah, you could be bald and have a big nose.
But I'm not Joe Panisi.
Oh!
That was a SpongeBob reference, and you made it personal.
I'm kidding, Joe.
Boom.
He's not ever going to see this.
That's true.
Or hear it. Like, ever. He would literally just go, I have no interest in
you
that.
You know what?
Like,
there's my random pick for the next 50 Shades of Grey.
Joe.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh, God,
okay,
no.
It's been called 51 Shades of Pepperoni.
Winkler.
50 toppings.
51 toppings of Grey.
Winkler's like... Joe, come into my office now.
Oh, stop.
Like, every scene, he's just eating a pizza with a topping, like a new topping on it. The opening scene is pepperoni.
Those are all people
chicken,
that no one's watching. These are all people that they don't worry about.
Like,
anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and germs.
Ladies and germs. This has been Blah Blah Podcast. The first video cast. I want to do one every once in a while. Episode 10. The 10th one. Hopefully many more to come. I'm Jason Green. You could follow me on Twitter at jgreen89. Follow everything I post. I barely post anything. I just follow celebrities and porn stars. And
as do most people who have Twitter. Like, well, screw Twitter.
This is Sean Smith, my podcasting partner in crime.
I do not have a Twitter.
You do not have a Twitter.
I do not
but,
have a Twitter.
I mean, you could find him on other things. He's a very good editor. Works for the NFL. Benny Pinello, the sports anchor of this podcast. Thank
Sick
you for coming
fuck.
On.
That's a great handshake right there.
That was lovely.
Oh.
My other friend Chris Holshue, thank you for joining. Here he comes.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
Hi. You can't find me because technically I'm a CIA spook.
Oh.
You heard it here first, folks.
Evan Moore, thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
Thank you for letting us use your living room.
Yes, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, we'll be back every day.
Oh, and here comes Joe Bettino.
Oh, Joe! Wonder if
you
can get in real quick.
Come here, Joe.
God,
we literally just ended.
Another surprise.
I have like 2 seconds because I'm doing the Joel Hodgson workshop thing.
Oh
hey, you're okay. Filming this. Hey. I just wanted to say titties.
That's what it just became. Titties.
Wait. So the thing's out 7 tonight at Boz.
7 tonight. They're doing three. They split us up into groups last night, and each group had to watch a terrible public domain movie and write some jokes.
And this is the guy, for the viewers and listeners, this is the guy from
Mr. Science
Theater.
Yeah.
So I was selected as one of the riffers
nice.
For my group.
Oh.
So I'll
so
be riffing
we,
in front
like,
of the audience.
So when we go into the, we're
sounds
watching
dirty.
All three movies.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're like 6 minute like shorts.
Oh,
like ours was like a PSA on bacteria from like the 30s. So yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
titties.
Thank you for watching. Good night.